Alex Anthopoulos, the man who's going to have to do the tweaking, and he joins us on the phone. Tikanis.
Kala. I'm in Quebec.
Oh, La Belle Province.
The
home
French today.
Home turf today, huh?
Yeah, turf. No pun intended.
What are you? What are you promoting? The extradition games at the Grand Ole.
Yeah, it was it was nice. I hadn't been in there in a long time. Actually, the last time I was in there was the last game that they played. As my first year working for the Blue Jays, I drove back, and it's the last time I stepped foot in there. And it was a little eerie, but it was still nice, and I think it'll be a good turnout.
Okay, now you say it's still nice. I've been there for a couple of playoff football games.
Yeah, me too.
I was going to say, compared to when you were, what you remember, would you say it's in disrepair, needs a fix up? You can work with it as it is. I mean, it's.
I would say, yeah. The one thing that jumped out at me that I never thought anything of it when I worked there and when I lived here, the scoreboard. You forget that there's HD everywhere, and they had some highlights, and obviously the scoreboard is not HD, and you just realize that that's a little outdated. But obviously the stands are the same, and we didn't take a look at the clubhouses and so on. But they're putting in quite a bit of money, and I think by the time it's ready, you know, the company that's the promoter that's putting on the event, Evenco, is a pretty major company when it comes to things like this. And I think it's going to look great when it's done. But yeah, the Olympic Stadium. You know, granted, it's I had an old brown couch that I loved growing up that I liked a lot more than somebody else might. And I think obviously spending the time I did at that place and the connection I have to it, I probably am a little more fond of it. But I think it'll be fine. Obviously, it's not going to be like the Rogers Center or some of the other spots. But for spring training games, it'll be fine.
I don't want to dwell on this, but just a final point on the monitor, the big screen. Was it in black and white or color?
It was in color, but the scoreboard was black and white. Just you know,
oh, okay.
Had everything, and it was. And the screen is a lot smaller. I mean, you might have a TV screen in your basement is big. You kind of forget.
I do.
How
yes.
Big the Jumbotron is, and how some of the other, what the screens are today.
It's just slightly smaller than the one they have at the Dallas NFL Stadium. It's just a bit smaller.
Yeah. Probably. Oh my God.
And the other thing too about it is, if you go in, I don't know if you know this, Anthopoulos, but if you go in behind the scoreboard in center field, the television has a tube. So take that into consideration. Big ass tube back there.
I'm sure we'll come down for those games.
Yeah. Oh, I love Montreal. Oh, I love to come down to Montreal.
The PA again.
Yeah. Well, you can't.
No, he loves Montreal in the summer.
You ain't
in the summer. Right.
You haven't got the cash for that. So, because you got to spend it on players. Now, so we're having this discussion, and it's a real interesting one. As I said off the top, and I think you were listening to it. You know. This is not a redo. It's not a there's not a disaster all over the place. Everybody kind of acknowledges, in spite of the disappointment of this season, there are some good pieces here. It just needs a little tweaking. So as you look at this team, do you see more than a couple of changes in the core group between now and next spring?
I think I think it's pretty accurate. In the core group, and I guess you're talking to the position players, I could see a few changes, and I'd love to get into who that would be and who we have our eyes on and so on. The tough part is that guys are still taking the field.
Yeah, you can.
And out of respect to them, I wouldn't say. But I think we can look at the performances and so on, and we can go through it and say, well, you can upgrade here. You may not do better at this spot. And I think that it would be pretty obvious that and if we do make changes in those spots when they happen, obviously, I'll be able to elaborate on it a lot more. I think the rotation as well. When you look at the two times that we've played well, we're in a nice little stretch now, and because we've pitched well. And when we won 11 in a row, we did the same thing. Defensively, we've been better, clearly. Having Laurie out there every day, having Reyes looking even stronger now with his ankle starting to move better, that's helped. And even Ryan Goins, he's made some plays that, especially in those low-scoring games that have been close, have helped us win those games. So, all that being said, but again, it does start on the mound. It starts with the rotation. You end up being 29th out of 30 teams or whatever it might be. You're not going to win too many games. And that's definitely going to be an important part of what we do or try to do with some internal improvement. But at the same time, there can be some tweaks to some of the core position players.
Bob and I were having this discussion, Alex, and I'm interested in your thought. And again, we understand you can't say everything that you're thinking right now, but would this starting rotation have better numbers with better defensive play at catcher and better infield defense?
I would say better infield defense. I know JP's obviously been a topic quite a bit. But at the same time, we've had stretches with him behind the plate that we've pitched well. I don't know that the caught stealings and things like that or the stolen bases against have been our downfall in games. I would say clearly our infield defense, especially early in the season, hurt us quite a bit. Even there was some plays, even in the outfield, just some close plays that a runner didn't advance, making a nice play to get out of it. And there was so many times this year where with two outs, we gave up some runs, and you really see where the defense has come through and allowed us to not extend the innings, which ultimately saves your bullpen, allows your starter to go deeper. I mean, all of the above in that respect. So I don't think from JP's standpoint, I mean, we can look at his performance and go through it. And I mean, it's the holes are obvious, and where he can improve, that speaks for itself. But I don't know that you blame it on one player specifically. And in terms of game calling and things like that, we've had moments when he's been back there that he's done a very good job.
Not enough moments.
That's fair. That's completely fair. But I guess what I would say is that on the fault of the guy on the mound, or is that the guy behind the plate? Mark Burley's right. Had a really good year. He's had a consistent year, I guess, from what he's done in the past. And that's clearly been with JP pretty much behind the plate the entire time. RA has been significantly better in the second half. Obviously, JP hasn't been back there. And then the remaining three-fifths of the rotation really hasn't been the three-fifths that we thought it might be.
Right.
Josh Johnson's been banged up. Brandon Morrow's been out for the year pretty much. And then we've had a mix-and-match. Hap's been out. Romero had a start or two. So I understand it's easy to point to that, but we've had a lot of games with him back there that we've pitched well. That being said, I'm not to say he's not without his flaws, and there's not plenty of areas that he can improve like a lot of other players, but I don't know that we've pitched the way we've pitched because of who's been behind the plate. I think it's been who's been on the mound on certain days.
Do you believe that the organization did not place enough overall emphasis, and I know you do everything, but enough emphasis on team defense last spring, and this there needs to be a renewed commitment to that in this organization to say this is important that we do this. Not to say that you say we don't care about defense, but you know sure. What I'm saying to you.
No, I understand completely, and I've heard those theories as well. I think personally, I think that falls specifically on me. With we had players, I don't know that we as a front office in the off season. Talked enough about are we a strong enough defensive team. We may have gotten overly caught up in the offense, the stolen bases, things like that, and not focused as much on the defense. Now, that being said, we opened the season without Lowry. Reyes goes down 2 weeks in. They're a big part of our defense, and you see how much they've made a difference in certain plays, just with Reyes' arm strength and obviously with Lowry's range. But I don't believe, and I understand we came out of spring training, that first series we were not playing well defensively. And there's a lot of theories for it. I do think it seems like every year more so than ever, teams that haven't played here much come in and play on this turf for the first time, and we've seen teams like the Giants or some other players struggle their first time through. And you had guys like Asturias, guys like Bonifacio. I mean, our whole infield other than first base was completely new with Lowry being on the deal. And I think gradually over time they all improved. That being said, I think overall, second base, we didn't talk about how important the defense was there. And from Aaron Hill to Kelly Johnson, they were solid. And even Bonifacio clearly had his problems at the position. But we haven't had a plus defender there since maybe Aaron Hill's early years here. And we've seen the impact that it's had on the staff, especially with ground ball guys that we're running out there now.
I know it's quick, but I would have said to you, and we got about a minute here, 3 weeks ago, getting a second baseman was high on your priority list. Whether it was at the top, I don't know, but it would have been high on your priority list. Have you seen enough of Goins to at least suggest maybe it doesn't have to be high on your priority list?
Yeah,
maybe.
I would agree. I would agree, and I would say, because I think the one thing we can all take is that, you know, the offense, you can look at his minor league career and get a sense of what type of hitter he's going to be. And he's obviously swung the bat well, but it is a tiny sample.
Right.
That being said, defensively, we're talking about it on the road. You almost feel like on this turf now, you need to have three shortstops at third, short, and second to really take advantage of being on this turf and, you know, some of the balls that go through there. So Goins with his defense, from what we've seen, absolutely can play there. It's can we upgrade where you have a defender, which is clearly going to be the priority that might give you a little more offense.
Yeah, those are hard to find, though.
Correct.
Most of those guys
there's a good chance that he's playing his way into a very important role.
Well, and giving you an option that you might not have expected to have had.
Correct. I mean, you always would like to have combine the defense with the offense, and in the American League, you'd like to have as deep a lineup as you can, and 1 through 9. But I think the one thing maybe we take for granted is we do have 2 middle-of-the-order home run bats. We have 3 elite bats, I'd say, really, with Reyes, Batista, Encarnacion, and some other good hitters, maybe not great hitters. But with those 3, we might be able to afford to sacrifice a little bit of offense, especially if you can have a plus defender in a guy like Goins. When you're that good defensively, the offense isn't nearly as important.
Last question. Is there any reason to offer Josh Johnson a contract?
The reason would be if it was to happen that we were very confident he was going to be completely healthy next year and very confident that he was going to perform at a high level and we could rely on him. So,
are you there
at this stage? Well, I don't have enough information right now. We'll know more at the beginning of October when we talk to the doctors and he's done his rehab and hopefully gotten off a mound. And so right now we don't have the information, but if you ask me at the beginning of October, I'll definitely have a more definitive answer.
We'll call you on the 1st of October.
No, we'll call him before then.
Stay off Crescent Street, for God's sakes, will you?
No problem.
Alex Anthopoulos, the managing general of the Toronto Blue Jays and senior vice president of baseball operations.